Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Tet Vav. We're at the first parak, Gedinei Momon, B'Shloshan. We're holding on the bottom of Yudalad Amud Beit. The next piece in the Mishnah told us the dinim of Arachin. Arachin that are metaltalin. There's a difference between Arachin that are metaltalin and Arachin that are not metaltalin. What exactly are Arachin metaltalin, since there's no such thing? The only parsh that we have in the Torah of Arachin refers to humans. So the Torah assigns a specific value depending on your age and your sex. There's certainly no concept of erech to a non-human. So what would be mitaltel? Om Rav Gidol Amar Rav, it's talking about where somebody used the word erech, even though there's no such thing. So it's be'omer erech kli ze alai. So you'll say, but if there's no such thing, how then would he be chayiv? The Omer of Gidol Amar Rav, Ha'omer Erech Kli Ze Alai, Notein Damak, even though he used the word Erech and there's no such thing, he still pays as if he had said the value of the Kli. Although Erech refers, theoretically, to some abstracted value that's assigned by the Torah, since there's no such thing, so therefore we understand that what he must have meant was to say the dummy of this Kli. Why is that? My time, huh? Adam yodea she'ein erech l'kli. V'yomar l'shum damim. Since a person knows there is no such thing, and he doesn't stam say things without any meaning, he's not motzi dvarav l'vatala. So because of that, we interpret his words to mean erech in the sense of value, in the standard sense of value, which is the damim. V'shum hachi notein damav, and therefore he pays the money. Now, if that's the case, why does it say, as the Gemara, erechin ha-mitaltalin? That's not what it is. It's the erechin shel mitaltalin mi-boilei, no? I mean, you're not talking about now erechin which are mitaltalin. You're talking about the erechin of mitaltalin. So now we need to estimate what it would be. You're saying bishlosha. But that's not what it says. Says the Gemara, well, we'll have to understand that that's the meaning. It's ni erechin shel mitaltalin. Rav Chista Amar, now I'll tell you, Avini explained this as referring to a different case. It's referring to Matvis Mitaltalin La'arachin, where he said, normal Arachin, I'm going to give the value of Mr. So-and-so. Mr. So-and-so's value is defined in the Torah with very simple parameters. So we take a look, we see what his value is. And then he says, okay, these things here, these Mitaltalin, I am going to use to pay up that erechin. So now that means that he is magdish them for this erechin, and now he wants to be paid to them back. So he says, I'm going to give all of this for the erech that I'm chayiv, and now he's paid to them. So if he's being paid to them, he needs to estimate their value like anything else that you want to take away from Kadesh.
So he's machayiv himself in an earlier erechin?
He's being matvis this with the kedusha of that erechin. Since it is a given that I owe to Hegdash, so I don't have to say Hare Elu Kodesh, which would be Pidyon Hegdash.
Why is it a given that he owes Hegdash?
Because he said once, he made an Erech. That Erech is Bechai of him. Once it's Bechai of him, when he says this is for that Erech, it becomes Kodesh with the dinim of the payment for the Erech. Even though, no, he never said Hare Zeh Kodesh. If we'd say Hare Zeh Kodesh was included in the Mishnah about Pidyon Hegdash, it's no different than any Pidyon is. But this is called now Erechin. Says the Gemara, no, it's not. Well, why would that be called now? That's not Erech and Hametaltalin. It doesn't solve the problem of the language at all. Because then it ought to say, you call this Erech and Hametaltalin. This is Metaltalin Shel Erechin. I mean, you took Metaltalin, you gave it a Kedusha of Erechin. Why would it say Erech and Hametaltalin? Well, you're right. According to this approach, we're also going to have to change the language a little bit. Tni Metaltalin Shel Erechin. Rabbi Avo Omer, I have a perfect explanation. Very simple. A guy is b'chayev himself, erechin, his own erechin, right? So he says, erechi alai. Now he's chayev mamon. Now the kohen is coming to collect mamon. The guy hasn't paid up. So ba kohen ligvot mimenu mitaltalin. So now this is erechin. Erechin, if it's being collected from mitaltalin. So then if it's mitaltalin, it's b'shlosha. And if the kohen is coming to collect karkaot, it's basara. So now the language makes perfectly good sense. Omale Ravacha, Midifti, Ravina, well, I mean, maybe the language makes sense. I mean, the thinking doesn't make sense. Because the first ways we understood it, I imagine that that's exactly the reason that we didn't take the simple explanation. I mean, you read the Mishnah, isn't that the first thing that pops up to your head? Isn't that what it's talking about, right? Guy's paying up Erechin b'metatalin. No. Why not say that, Chad? I'll tell you why. Because the other approaches were explanatory of why we would need Shlosha. Because in the first two approaches, we were taking something away from Hekdesh. Okay, we take something away from Hekdesh. You have to pay sufficiently to Hekdesh. But over here, we're not taking anything away from Hekdesh. So therefore, it's not included on the general sense of coming now to be certain that you're not giving too little money in order to be paid as something from Hekdesh. So, I mean, why would you need Dafki? I need 3 people or 10 people or 9 people. Why would I need so many people? So now it doesn't make as much sense, said Rav Acha b'Divtei L'Ravina. Because Mishlema, the first two explanations that we had, so okay, that's Rav Chisda's approach with Avimi. I mean, both approaches were fine. But with this new approach, where a guy stamps as Erchi Alayi, the way Rabbi Avu learned it, so then I don't understand why we need 3. Lafuke me Hekdesh, bin in Shlosha. Liyule Hekdesh, Shlosha Lamli. Why to give something to Hekdesh? Do I need 3 people? Or Malay said, Ravina, I said, why not? What's bothering you? Svaragi. Mali Iyule, Mali Afuke. Think about it. Afuki, my time, why is it that we are so concerned about taking away something from Hekdesh that maybe we'll pay too little, right? So Dilmatoi, maybe he'll be to air now and pay less than what's required. So we need 3 people to make sure Hekdesh doesn't lose. Why is it not the same case over here? The Kohen's coming to collect. If we overestimate the value of the metatlin that he's collecting from, so Hekdesh is yotzei nifsad. So what's the nafkamina? If they're nifsad from what they had, or they're nifsad from what they should have? The same thing?
Is he deliberately not
there? No. It's just, we're worried.
Is erring?
It could be.
An honest error, as opposed to cheating.
Yeah, we're not interested. We just want to make sure that we have the right value.
But the Maya said the whole thing was only said in a particular case of Erechin. It's not said by any other case of Hekdeshes, where a person being Mechayev himself, you need 3 people to make an omdin out of it.
What do you mean, Hekdeshes? You give the thing. It's Pidyonis. We had Pidyonis.
I'm going to say I'm going to give $100, I'm going to give it a metalpum.
No, you would say I'm giving this. But Enochinami, if I was, according to this, if I stamp said I owe Hekdesh and I didn't pay and they're coming to be gave, it would be the same thing. That's what it is. That's what this is.
But it says by error.
In this way, he was Bechayev himself. Because otherwise, it's a netter that doesn't have any real chalois. Here it has a chalois. The Torah gives it a chalois of error. There is just a promise beyond it. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so now we have this din of a Kohen, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to have one Kohen that's there. That makes sense, as we're popped up by me. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu dichtiv Kohen, why do you think the Torah says, Veherichah Kohenota, and so on? So, because the Torah apparently is makbit, that a Kohen should be involved in the actual assessment. Okay, so he's just taking the posik, which anybody would have said. But according to the way that Rabbanan understand it, why does the Torah keep talking about a Kohen? Who cares who does the Erech? It's really just a question of assessment. So Kohen Lamalu Kasha. I don't know. Har Karkaot Tish'av a Kohen. So where do we get this idea? Minoni Mile, Omar Shmuel, because if you look at the Parsha, you see that Asara Kohanim Ketuvim b'parasha. The Torah mentions Kohen in this parasha be marich the value 10 times. So chad legufe. Here's how it works. One of them is coming to tell me the halacha that there needs to be a Kohen. So okay, so now that means everybody needs to be a Kohen. Tisha v'echad Kohen? No, because the rest is a miyut achar miyut. Vein miyut achar miyut el al rabot. So in other words, you're going to say now come to the second Kohen. But I already know Kohen. If you would have told me Kohen, and you would have told me Stam, a person. So I would have said, okay, I know that the people that are involved are Kohen from the first one. If you tell me, no, it's got to be a Kohen. You already said it's got to be a Kohen. So that means that something's got to be a Kohen, but not everything's got to be a Kohen. Okay, so in other words, you're telling me I don't need a Kohen. So if you repeat a miut, that's a klal. If you repeat a miut, it's stressing the original miut, and it's telling you not to be mabayit again. So it's just being marba. So in that case, it teaches us afilu tish'a Yisrael ve'echad Kohen. So it leaves us with the need for only one who would be a Kohen. And that's why we say tish'a ve'echad Kohen. Maskev l'arvun v'edun natan. Why do we do that? Why not? Why not alternate? Why not say, okay, if it says Kohen, then it says Kohen again. So that's marba even in Yisrael. Then it says Kohen again. That's a second Kohen. Then it says Kohen again. That's marba, a fourth person who's a Yisrael. Then it says Kohen, that's Marba, fifth person who's a Kohen. Then it says Kohen again, which is Marba, sixth person who's not a Kohen. So in other words, why don't we just say, look at each one as a Miyut, now that we've already been Marba. And so we should need five and five, basically, according to this. We should have Ema, Chamisha, that would mean Chamisha Kohanim, V'Chamisha Yisraeli, Kash. But that already depends on how we understand the nature of Miyut Achar Miyut. V'odam kayot seben. The same thing is true if you're Magdish and Adam. How in the world can you be Magdish and Adam? What is that supposed to mean? Now, obviously, we could say that it's talking about you're Magdish and Eved. And Eved is Mr. President. You okay?
Oh,
very, very quiet. Okay. So we could say it's an Eved. Ask Stasis. I mean, why not just assume that that's the simple shot? This is because it's unlikely to say that we would call Adam, the case of Eved, a case of Adam. I mean, we'd say an Eved. Say Adam, it's Mashba, all cases of Adam. So where do you get a case where an Adam is Kurdish? Omer Rabbi Abahu, it's talking about where somebody is Magdish is Domi. So he says, Domi Alai, whatever I am worth on the open market, that's what I'm going to pay Hagdish. So the Tanya Omer, Domi Alai, Shamina Tokeven Anim Kabashuk. Since now the halacha is that the only way to assess such a value is to view him as if he were an Eved. So now, what would be the din of an Eved? An Eved is Itkish Lekarkaot. Karkaot, we already learned out from the 10 times that it repeats Kohen. So the male of the Adam, Kayotzebem, since he has a din of an Eved. Boy, Rabbi Yavin, what would be the din about Sa'ar Ha'omed Ligazes? Now, a person is Magdish Sa'ar. So the question over here is, I mean, you can use Sa'ar for wigs, you could use Sa'ar to make various kalim, such as, you know, hair thin, what do you call it, sifters, various...
Yeah,
or you can give a shetel to Yad Eliezer, I mean... But what's the din? Is that considered to be a dover since it's omade at this point? It's large enough to take it off. So is that considered to be mechuber to a person? Therefore, it requires the dinim of 10. Or is it considered to be metal? So do we look at it kigazuz dami ubishlosha, or do we view it as part of a human? It's mechuber dami, and it has therefore the din of karkaot of asara.
So in the case where a person's
magdish. So Toshva, Hamagdishet Avdo, Ein Moalimbo, Reb Shimon Began Lealomer, Moalim Besaro. This is an interesting halacha. Since an Eved is like a karka, and we learn out from Truma, with a Gzereshav of Chet Chet Mitruma, that something which is karka, there's no din of Me'ilaan, just like there's no, you can't make Truma, something is Bechubla karka. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, but you would be male in the hair of that Eved. And over there we explain what's the machloka. The Kaimelon to Bisaro Haomed Ligazes Pligit, that they're arguing about what the din is once the hair is long enough to be cut off now and used for these purposes. The Shaila is whether that gives it a din of Gazuz, or it's still considered to be Mechubar, in which case we could take that same Machloket and apply it here. Since we see there's a Nafkamina, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, or the Chakomim, as to whether Sa'ar is considered to be part of the body, Lagabi the din of Me'ila, it's reasonable to say that we have the same machloket over here, Lagabi the din of Shuma. Is it part of the person, or is it mitaltali? Neima hanitanoi kanitanoi. Shall we say that the machloket of Shuma the Gamliel and the Chachomim is exactly the same as the Mishnah? It's not. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shein Kekarka, Ve'inan Kekarka, Ve'in Chachamim Modim Lo. Now over there, the Mishnah Bava Kama was referring to the din of Meirah B'Miktsas. So Meirah B'Miktsas, the halacha is that if you admit part of a taina, so then you're chayev in a shvua, mashenken. If you would be kofar bakol, there's no chiyav on you at all, midiraita, to swear. Just walk out of court. Now over there, Rabbi Meir tainas, that even though the halacha is ein nishba'in al hakarkaot, and therefore you would think it's not included in the din of Meirah B'Miktsas, there are things that appear on the surface to be karka, but they really aren't. For instance, Ketzad, Eser gefanim te'unot masarti lecha. A guy claims to another person, look, I gave you over 10 gefanim that were loaded down with grapes, and you're supposed to be watching them for me, now I'd like them back. Vahala omer ein an elachamesh. Where do you get 10? It was only 5. So if they're arguing about karka, he's a chayev a shvua. Says Rabbi Meir Yochai, because since over a year they were to unot, so then we're talking about the value of the perot, those perot are already not mechubar lekarka. V'chachamim omrim, if right now it's mechubar lekarka, kolam mechubar lekarka reyu kekarka. And says, how do we know that that's similar to this case? Because v'yom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, the machloket over there is indeed talking about anavim, ha'omdot livatzer, which is the same as our case, l'chora. Sesar is omed li'istaper. So the question is, seems to be exactly the same. Mar savar kibitzuro danya. So Rabbi Meir holds, since they are no longer needed to remain on the vine, they're ready to be harvested, so it's as if they were already picked. Umar savar was a chachomim danya, lav kibitzuro danya, which is the same achlokas that we had, legabe me'ila, are you going to be male on the sar of the Eved? Says Umar, no. It is not the same machloket. Because afilu tema Rabbi Meir, it's not necessarily true to Rabbonin over here, by the Sahar, could hold exactly like Rabbi Meir. There's a big difference. Because when it comes to the case of the Anavim, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Meir hatam, because kol kama de shafka lo mikhash kachashe, if you leave the fruit on the vine longer than is necessary, they go bad. They get weaker. Mashenkein here, the longer the better. So kokama de shafkalu ashbuche mishpach. It gets even better with its remaining longer. There's obviously a difference when there's something about the nature of the thing that's mechayev you to be botzer, as opposed to it would be okay at this point if I were botzer. So memela, you cannot bring a raya. Could be Rabbi Meir would never say that sa'ar is considered to be not mechubar, because it's better for it to be mechubar. There's a kasha they ask about the Bnei HaYeshivas in this, but the Gemara, the censor took it out of the Gemara.
The long hair story.
The long hair.
My father always tried to convince me that if I keep it short, I'll keep long. But yeah, I'll have it.
That's what they said.
What he said. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy it.
You did pretty good for yourself.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Given family history, it's not too bad.
The Amish Jewish hair is a kosher for peyote.
What? What? What's going on? It's wonderful here. Dine nefashot. Okay, so we say over here that dine nefashot are with the bezdin of Chof Gimel. The same thing is true of a shor haroveya on a shor hanirva. Now that's interesting because koposik v'tani, we do not define what it was that was the objects of this shor's amorous intents. I mean, might it could have been a male that this shor was sleeping with. It could have been a female. The Mishnah does not distinguish between the two. So koposik v'tani lo shna roveya zachar v'lo shna roveya nekeva. Now what's interesting is that we never find in the Torah any mention of a homosexual shor who would go after a zachar. He only goes after nekevot. How does the Mishnah know that this shor would also be chayav? Okay, it says beferish rovei nekeva dechtiva haraktat aisha. So fine, that's a posik in the Torah. You can't extend the posik to mean something else. Where in the world do you get the idea that a rovea zachar is chayev skila, like the shahar niska? Minola, tichtiv. Kol shochev im behema, mot yumat. Now, we say, what does that mean? The pashas, you would say, kol shochev im behema. It can't be referring to the case im eno inyant for the shochev. It can't be talking about a male now who penetrates a shore, because that's a beferish pasuk. Ish ate asher yiten shechavto ba behema. So we know already that human male to shore is definitely a beferish pasuk. If it's adding now something new, kol shochev im behema mot yuman. So it's not referring to the human shochev. So therefore, today inyan la nishkav, it's got to be referring to the human passive partner, and therefore it's referring to the same case. Afkarach when a belosher shochev. Why does the Torah call it shochev? Shochev is active, whereas the nishkav is passive. So why does the Torah utilize the lashon of shochev, referring to really a nishkav? To teach me, lakushe nishkav la shochev. Just like the case of the shochev, hu uveemto be'esrim v'shlosha. So just like we know that the case of the male upenet male human and behema is 23, so the male passive partner to behema nishkav also uveemto be'esrim v'shlosha. And as Tosis points out, this is the makor of the iser as well. Gemara learns that elsewhere, because otherwise we would not know that there is an iser to be the passive partner as a male to an animal. Omale Abaye was just an amazing article in, I just saw on the BBC, the most astonishing. You know, we read about in Noah how the animals violated also the issue of being Mizdabek Leminam. So they had this amazing, it was an actual picture they had of a sea lion raping a penguin. I've never seen any, I mean, it's a mammal, Numa Mela, a mammal with a bird. Whoever heard such a thing? Amazing. They'd never seen such behavior. Yeah. This week in Antarctica, no. It was a team of scientists.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's cold up there.
Tuxedo is where it is.
He was in sea lion jail.
He wasn't very successful.
Huh?
A penguin is a bird. So there, they couldn't decide whether it was a male penguin or a female penguin. They didn't know. I saw penguins, of course, in Cape Town. What's the matter with you? Cape Town, on the beach, this penguin. Beautiful penguin.
On vacation.
Beautiful penguin. Anyway, but to continue. That's what happens when you live up in the hills. Shora niskal be'esrim v'shlosha. Here we're talking about a shore that murdered. Shnema ha'shor yisakel v'gamba alav yumat, which teaches us kemitata ba'alim, that's a given as we learned. So kemitata ba'alim, ka mitata shor. So just like, we require for human 23. So too we require for the murderous animal 23. You know, you're learning out over here a comparison of the dinim of the skill of the shore to the baalim, as if the words v'gam ba'alav yumat is coming to be an explanation of what the din is on the shore. I understand where you get that. Gam ba'alav yumat is teaching halacha that there's a din of mitat ba'alim, no? Doesn't have to say that the baalim is chayev. So why not teach it instead of saying gam ba'alav yumat is mitat ba'alim kach mitat ashor diata ema liktalo diata? Maybe it's gufa coming to teach me the halacha that the baalim is chayav mita. And instead, what you're doing is you're taking it out of all of its poshita meaning. You're saying, no, that doesn't really mean the baalim is chayav mita. It's just to teach me halacha in how to kill the shor. We answered, because in Cain, lichto v'gam ba'alav. If that's what it needed to teach. So you say, hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav. No. Well, why wouldn't that be enough? V'lishtek. Since it says yumat, it must be coming to tell me how to be meimit the shor. Now, how could it say that gam ba'alav? It certainly wouldn't be skila. You're saying, hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav. The baalim would be skila. So then, hava mina b'skila. But a human isn't chayev skila for murder. Biskila, Salkataita, what do you mean? How could you possibly, you made a mistake to think the Gamba Alav would mean specifically Biskila. I mean, ask yourself, Kotal Ihu, if he himself would murder this guy, so then he would be Chayev Sayev, which is a lesser Chayev of Misa, so that's Becherev. But if his mama kills somebody, now he's Chayev in the worst of the Chayove Mitod Beidin Biskila? Does that make sense? Well, Vidilma. Hi, the cut of Rachmana Yumat La Kule Iluye. Maybe the point then is, okay, maybe it's the opposite. We know that where it says Yumat Stam, so it says Yumat Stam, it means Bechenek. Chenek now is more kal than Cherek. Actually, that's about Chlokas, which Gemara will address in a moment. But maybe that's the point. In other words, if he himself had killed the Gamba Love, so now I would have said, okay, so he's Chayev Bechereth, Sayev. Comes along the buzzer to say, Gamba love you but stan bechet, and I will be makel on him. But it's still coming to teach me the halacha of the person, not coming to teach me the din of the shore at all. I don't know, where do you get that it's referring to the din of the shor. Now, heini chalaman yomer chenek chamur. Obviously, if you hold like the man yomer who says that chenek is even more chamur than saif, so that would be ridiculous. Because then I would have the same taina. What do you mean? It can't be more chamur that his moment kills than he killed. So it's fine. Now, and I understand that you're right. The yumat is unnecessary. But according to man yomer, chenek is kill. Ma'ikalamima. Well, you know what? The whole idea is wrong. There's no way that he could be chayev because lo saka daitach. Dichtiv, does it not continue to say im kofer yushat alav v'natan pidyon nafsho? Right. That's the next thing. If the Beit Din determines that he should be able to buy his way out. What do you mean, buy his way out? If the halacha really were that he was chayav mitah, how could the Torah say him kofer yushatalav? V'aktiv lo tikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach. It makes no sense. You're making it seem like it's a normal thing. Gamalav yumat, he's really chayav. If the Beit Din decides that we should offer him a monetary way out of his chayav mitah, what do you mean? Of course it won't offer you. It's usher to offer that. Says, well, no. that would be the whole point, obviously. Adarabah, mishumi higufa. Maybe that's the whole idea. So in other words, in the case where he would murder himself, kotal ihu, so then lo tizkele b'mamona. Then indeed, it's usher to be lokeach kofla nefesh rotzeach. But that's only because he himself was a rotzeach. But there'd be nothing to do. Dafka biktola. But katal shoro, maybe that's the point. He's chayev mita. If he pays, so then livrek nafshi b'mamona, and that's what is more kal about the mamon. So then again, how do you know that this pasuk is being put there to teach me the dinim of the shor and not to teach me the dinim of the baalim? I'll tell you why. Because he isn't chayev mita. That's why. It's not that he's chayev mita, but you could buy your way out. How do I know that? Because why does the Torah write mot yumat hamakeh rotzeach hu? Now there you're talking about the dinim of rotzeach. Where we're talking about be'eva hikahu, somebody who murders, and it stresses rotzeach hu. I mean, obviously. That rotzeach who is coming to teach me, al retzichato, if he is the rotzeach, then atahorgo. So then it's correct to say that you may meet the rotzeach, but you'll never be mechayev someone, mita, whether he pays kofar or doesn't pay kofar, I atahorgo, al retzichat shoro. And therefore, that can't be what it means, and memela, if it says the din, of Gambalav Yumat by the shore, it must be coming to teach me the din of the shore and not the din of the Bali. Iboilu, Shor Sinai Bekama. How about a shore that violated the Mechitzes around Har Sinai? Do you have to, you need a Beit Din of 23 to be done that shore? Or is not that not a din Bechla that we learn out? Because what's the question? Question is, Mi Gamar Sha'a Midorotolo? That was a one-time in history event, which is called the din of a sha'ah. Do we learn out that this is the definition of how one dons a shor? Or are these halachas that apply to the dinim of the Torah in the time of Kabbalah's HaTorah? Toshma, the Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel, im beima im ish lo yichye. So just like the ish is Bezrim Yishlosha, av beima Besrim Vishlosha. Because since, how do we know that Ish is Besrim Vishlosha? Because we know that the Beit Din was Kavua because of Yitro. So Rashi is learning over here that that means, even though it's not clear when Yitro came. Right? So the fact that the Torah puts it there is an indication that Sanhedros were already Noyek for Yisro. No, he brings both. The next thing that we had in the Mishnah was Hariva Zeva, and we end up with this Bardless, which we're not even sure what that is. As we said, it's very, very strange, and in some places it seems to be the small animal, Rashi, the size of a Chulda, similar to a Chulda. I mean, it doesn't seem like a very vicious kind of animal. Taisva says, how could it be a tiny animal like that? Maybe it's a Nochash, the F.A. Okay, we went through this at the beginning of the Masechta. But in any event, so we had over there the shaila of whether you could simply go ahead and kill it, right? So you should go. Now, when Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you need a bezdin for? Whoever kills it, it's a schus to kill such an animal. So now,
after the attack?
Oh, That's the question. Omer Resh Lakish, when Rabbi Eliezer says, Kol HaKodim LaHorgo Zachah, that's only if they've established themselves as dangerous. So that's like nowadays, you're not allowed to be. Yeah?
A killer whale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mamash just happened.
The third time.
That will? That will kill three people?
Three times
a dead body. They still haven't done anything.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Nice friendly whale.
So much for football.
Well, I mean, if you'd be treated like that year after year, you'd probably.
In captivity?
Yes. Shamu the whale. It wasn't him, but it was his tank.
Wow. So this is very, very contemporary, very topical. That's one thing you'd never think was contemporary, the Dinner of Shoreh. Okay, so now is it indeed that it's a mitzvah to be horeg, something that might be dangerous, or because it's established itself as a killer, so then you can go ahead and kill it, but you don't need a beit din? So since Reish Lakish is saying that it's only if it establishes that it's a killer, so then Alma Kasava, apparently Reish Lakish holds, Yesh Lehem Tarbut, that it is mutter to have such animals in society, because it is possible to, either as Rashi learns, to actually train them that they shouldn't be mazikim, or it could mean that you could watch them properly, that they shouldn't be mazikim. But the point is that they're not ipso facto prohibited in civilized society. You can go walking down the street with your panther on a leash.
My daughter was just bitten by a dog in Neve Daniel. And it's a dog that has been worn before, Moaz, you know. And it was tied up in the it was kept in the yard. But just as she passed, the son opened the gate. Oh. The dog ran out and bit her.
So it's getting more topical by the minute here.
Now,
you better watch out because Scott's right next to you.
Yeah.
He's looking dangerous. Okay, so that means that he holds, since now there is room in society for such an animal, that would mean that there's a balut on such an animal. The concept of balut is included within the social contract, which is defined in Mishpatim. So that means yesh lem balim. If yesh lem balim, you're not allowed to be pogea in this, and it would require, therefore, to be treated not like an animal, but like a human's animal, with all of the dinim of the chiyuvim that are attached to that. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. What Rabbi Eliezer is saying is that if you see an animal like that in human habitation, kill it. So Afa Pishalohimit, even though they didn't do any damage yet. Alma Kasava, Ein Lehem Tarbut, there is no way to properly train such animal, reliably train such animals. The Ein Lehem Baalim, and therefore there is no Baalut on them, and it's as if it's Hefker. Tonight, Rabbi Eliezer Amar Kol HaKodem LaHargan Zacha. So when you say Zacha, it's a bit shy of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that for all intents and purposes, the animal is Hefker. If the animal is Hefker, so then none of the dinim that obtain in a case of a Shor HaNiskal would have any application. If somebody kills an animal of Hefker, it's mutter, the meat is mutter, the skin is mutter, whatever the case may be. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's what the meaning is of Zacha. So Zacha Loran. So you get to keep your panther rug. But according to Reish Lakish, what do you mean Zacha? According to Reish Lakish, you're saying that Be'etzem, it has a din of a Shor HaNiska. It's just that the Chachamim say, don't go through the trouble of taking it to Beis Din to be Sokel. You should just get rid of it as quickly as possible. But that means that Shavina Rabbona, that the Rabbona gave it Halacha Kiman to Gomar Dinai. It's as if it already went through the process of the Din, and they said anybody can kill it. That it has the same Halacha as a Shor HaNiska. So then what did you get? We say Zacha, my Zacha. No, it means Zacha L'Shamay. You did a mitzvah. You got rid of a mazik. This world doesn't need mazikim. We got enough mazikim around.
You often can mean that too, no?
Yeah, of course he could.
Well,
once we see that, of course he can mean that. Tanya Kavosid Reish Lakish. Now, Lamais, we have a braita that says, like Rish Lakish, that it's only in a case where they ever may meet, but otherwise, Yeshlem Tabud Vyeshlem Baalim. What is the lashon of the braita? Echad Shor Shehemit, Ve'echad Be'ema V'chaya Shehemitu, Bezrim V'shlosha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shor Shehemit, Bezrim V'shlosha. Veshar Be'ema V'chaya Shehemitu. Note, Rabbi Eliezer says, Beferish, that it's only a din of a Hemitu. Kol HaKodem LaHorgan, Zocha Behem LaShamayim. So you're very clear. We're not talking about a schus in the or. We're talking indeed about a schus of Shamayim. And that Rebbe Eliezer is talking about Dafka Shehemitu. My gosh, talking about Rebbe Eliezer. The competition walks in. What am I going to do now? I wish to thank you for the wonderful, wonderful job. Really very grateful, very grateful to you. Amish. So the next piece of the Mishnah is very strange, because if you take a look back again for a moment, we have what appears to be a three-way machloket. So the Tanakhama says, Hazaev, Vahari, Vadov, Vahanamer, Vahabardalis, Vahanachash, Mitatam Besrim Shlosha. According to the Tanakhama, all of these wild animals are considered to be the equivalent of the shor, and there's a din of going to Beit Din, and they have an owner, and so on and so forth. Now, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Kol HaKodem LaHorgan Zacha, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's a mitzvah dafka to kill them. And Rebbe Akiva Omer, Mitatam Vesrim Shlosha. So what Rebbe Akiva seems to be doing is saying that the din of these animals is 23, is simply repeating the words of the Tanakhama. In which case, Hainu Tanakhama, precisely.
Here's the Nafkamina.
Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakhama. Ah, the Nafkamina is that although Rabbi Akiva, well now, he might agree, Rabbi Akiva's talking about the cases that you need a Srim Shlosha, but he does not mention the Nachash, because he holds that when it comes to Nachash, I agree. The Nachash is definitely a Mazeh. But he's agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Nachash and with the Tanakhama when it comes to Arib and Adov and so on. Ain't danin et hashevet. Meaning what? When do we ever come to be done? A shevet. I shevet. The chotab of mine. What exactly is the sin of the shevet that we should bring the entire shevet to Beit Din? That it requires now 71. So, ilema shevet shechilel et hashabbat, let's say. So, the entire shevet was over a chilel Shabbos. Where do you find an afkamina between yechidim and rabim when it comes to chilel Shabbat? There is one place where you find that afkamina, which is Yerni Dachat. That's the only place. So, ema de poligrachmana ben yechidim le merubim, linyan avodat kochavim, we only find, when it comes to avodah zarah, so over there, there's a din of yirni dacha, that you need a Sanhedrin gedolah, we'll see later on, whereas a yochid only requires a esrim v'shlosha, and there's also dafkaminas in the mitah that you're mechayev. Is it a din of skila, or is it a normal din of mitah? But to say that there should be a dafkamina for chilul Shabbat, b'shar mitzvos mipoli, ela b'shevet shudach, must be talking about a shevet that indeed was oved avodah zarah. Wait a minute. A shevet that is oved avodah zarah does not have a din of a yirah nidachat. Because l'meimer de bedina de rabim daininale, you're trying to say that our Mishnah holds that a shevet would have a din of a massive metropolitan yirah nidachat. It's not true. We don't give them a din of a rabbi. Because then, kiman, lok rabbi Yosheva, lok rabbi Yonatan. There's a machlokus about how large the city is to be called an Irani Dacha. So, and nobody holds it could be the size of a shevet. Titania. At kama osim Irani Dacha, mi asara viad mea. If it's less than 10 people, it's not called a city. More than 100 people, it's called more than a city. It's called a mokum of the tzibur. And there's no din now on these halachas on a tzibur. So therefore, each one would be nidain bifnei atzmei. That's Rabbi Yosher. Rabbi Yonason says, fine, from 100, ad rubel shall shave it. But that's the maximum. Is that you have most of the population of Shevet, I feel Rabbi Yonatan loka amar, ela rubo, certainly not kulo, and the Mishnah is saying the din of a Shevet, so it doesn't make sense for any mitzvah. Not a mitzvah of Shabbos, for sure not, and even the Yisra of Avodah Zarah is not included. Omer of Matna, it doesn't mean the Shevet, it means the Nasi of the Shevet. And it's talking about any chet. So it's a Nasi Shevet Shechata, and it's the same din, no matter what it was, he was chayte, he requires a Beit Din Shivim Ve'echat. Milo Amar of Adabar Ahava, Kol Hadavar HaGadol Yavio Elecha. Something wrong?
I
How many? 71?
Does it not say now that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that all of the great things should be brought to you, that we understand that to mean Devarav Shel Gadol? This means things that are involving a great man. So this is a reference now to Einami Gadol. It's not only the Melech, even a Nasi of a Shevet would have the same halacha. And that's what it's referring to in our Mishnah. The Shevet is Nidain, meaning the Nasi HaShevet would require a Bezdin HaGadol. Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar, it's talking about the Shevet, exactly as it refers to in the Mishnah, and it's referring to a very special halacha. The Shevet in terms of its Nachal of Eretz Yisrael. So here, we're talking about Baba'in al-Hiskei Nachalot, where now there's a problem, an argument between the Shvatim about the Gvulais of the Nachalot. And the reason that we require Shivim Ve'achad is because we learn it out from the days of Yehoshua. Kitchilata shel Eretz Yisrael. Just like Tchilata shel Eretz Yisrael, when we originally split up the Nachalot, we had over there Yehoshua and the Zekenim and the Bezdin of Shivim Ve'achad. Therefore, Afkan Shivim Ve'achad, Ayotaina, but Tchilata shel Eretz Yisrael not only had Yehoshua and the Bezdin of Shivim Ve'achad, it had the Kalpi of the Goralot, and it had the Urim Vetumim, and Kol Yisrael was Eimed. So maybe we'd have to do the same thing over here. If there's ever a future argument about the Nachalos, we'd have to recreate the setting of the original Nachala. So Afkan, Kalpi, or Vetumim, B'chol Yisrael, so therefore you have no right to say that we would learn only this one halacha, that you need a Bezdin of Shivim Ve'achad when it comes to the Dinim of Nachalos. Ela Machavarta, Kederev Mata. We're forced to accept a rather weak approach of Ramat. And now we're talking about an Asi Shevet and not a Shevet. Let's see tomorrow whether maybe we'll be able to fit the Lashon of Shevet in.
Why do we quite...